Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast, and welcome to the three-year anniversary show. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined by my colleague and partner, not in that way, JD. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Dude, I'm fantastic, and I love that you refer to me as a colleague and a partner. Because typically you just refer to me as an asshole and a son of a bitch.
Mostly under my breath, sometimes via text message, but yeah, you're pretty much on target there. You're not wrong. But you are an asshole, Donnie. We're 3 years and a month into the podcast. Gosh, it feels like we started this thing like a year ago, not 3 years ago. We just have kind of been slowly building. JD, why don't you start off by just, you know, saying a little something to all of our loyal listeners who have tuned in all this time.
A big thank you to everyone that has, you know, joined us in this journey, from our first fan to our 25,000 plus people that have watched our video about the mask. Whoever all of you are, like, thank you all. This is like the inception of this podcast came from like just a ridiculous phone call of, hey, dude, do you want to do a podcast? That's Kyle, yeah. Mind you. He sucks. And I was like, dude, totally cool. Let's do it. Not sex, the podcast.
Right.
And, you know, we put out episodes every single week. We don't do this for us. We do this for you. We do this for the feedback, for the Daves and the Pats and the Bens and all of our just loyal fans that listen to us and give us love and also a lot of hate. Like, guys, gals, we get a lot of hate for this too. So just a big shout out to you, because without you, we've got nothing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And what's really cool about this, and you know, the guys that you mentioned, I mean, it really, they're friends at this point. I mean, these are guys that, you know, started listening to the podcast, and then they would just reach out and they're like, hey, you know, like the podcast. Very cool. I'm like, hey, want to be my friend? I need more. And just slowly we've kind of built this little podcast community where we go from our show to their show and their show to our show, and we self-promote. And it's just, it's been really fun. And I think we still have a lot of room to grow, which is the fun thing. We still have a ton of movies and ideas to come up with, and who knows, man? Who knows what could possibly take us to like that next level of getting, you know, a couple thousand downloads a week to 10,000 or 20,000 down. Like, I don't know what that one thing is, but hopefully we find it. Because it'd be cool to have more people listening to the show, no?
Absolutely. And again, encourage you to interact with us. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. Tell us movies that you want to see. When we do a movie that you have no interest in, like, I've got one fan, a friend of mine, his mom, and she listens and she goes, well, I didn't listen to that because I don't like that movie. Yeah. And so it's like, that's fantastic. Okay, so we need to scope our movies out to what people want to listen to. So we need that feedback from you all so we can create the best possible show.
Definitely. And we kind of switched things up a little bit going into 2019. And we talked about that on the end of the year episode, that we wanted to do more like retro episodes. We wanted to do more top five episodes. I think that's been a big positive on the show. What do you think?
The feedback that I get and the engagement and interaction that I see is definitely true. Like, I feel like audience, and correct me if I'm wrong, but anytime that we get to put out a list of what we think and then allow you to disagree with us, I love that.
Yeah, I enjoy that as well. I definitely want to get back to more of the polls and letting you guys vote on episodes. I know we've gotten away from that. Definitely going to bring that back here. We actually have one plan for October already, so when you listen to this, it may already be up. It may be up the week after, so keep checking our Twitter at Back in Time Pod for that. JD, anything you can think off the top of your head that you might want to try to incorporate into 2020? Or the next, I should just say, the next 12 months on the show?
I personally love doing poll topics. I love asking you all what you want to hear and comparing movies, especially when we do like an actor or a genre, to say like, what do you want to hear us talk about? So when we put something out to say, hey, here's four Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, which of these do you want to hear us talk about? And then the result is Kindergarten Cop in our archives. Shout out to Dave, because I know he loves when we say that. I don't know. I love that. I mean, this isn't for us. It's for you all. So, like, when you can sort of engage with us and say what you want to hear and what you want to hear us speak about and what you want to hear Kyle break down and sort of wax philosophical about, like, that's what it's about for me. And I love that. I love it.
Yeah, for me, like, the one thing I want to get more into in 2020, and I started to do a little bit of this over on the YouTube channel, but doing more of just some breakdowns on, you know, like different topics. Like, for example, I did a breakdown of Batman Returns, and I just did like the 10 things you didn't know about Batman Returns. And that it did pretty well. I actually got pretty good views on that. There's one for Back to the Future. I just have to find a way to kind of put them out a little bit faster. End up being a lot more work than I realized. And then I changed jobs at work and I was like, oh, I have no time now. So I sit in here for 9 hours as it is in my office. And then the last thing I want to do at night is sit in here more. So that's been a little bit of an issue, but I definitely want to find time for that. Let me know, like, is that something that you guys enjoyed? I don't know who all watched it, because, I mean, they only have, like, 60 views or something like that on YouTube. But, yeah, tweet at me at the at Back in Time Pod. Let me know if you liked those episodes that we did there. And maybe we can get into those more on the podcast. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. We definitely need to do more horror. We have broken down the numbers, and those speak pretty loudly. That we need more horror movie episodes. What about comedy? I feel like we haven't done many like real good comedy movies as of late. I know we did Weekend at Bernie's. That's kind of like a black comedy. We did The Great Outdoors. But other than that, it's been kind of slim on the comedy side.
Yeah, I think that, at least in my opinion, comedy and then classic 80s action and even early 90s action is sort of missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how have we not done Mortal Kombat yet?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's a great question, and I blame you, because I know our boy Ben is dying to be a part of a Mortal Kombat episode.
You know what I'm dying to do more of? You know, we say this is for you guys, but it's kind of for me, too. Like, I like having people on the podcast that are interesting, and we did some really good interviews in 2019. We had Stu Stone, we had Michael Matteo Rossi, Jeffrey Weissman, Adam Contrast, the Fastest DeLorean documentary guy. We had some really good interviews, and then it kind of stopped around June, and I haven't really reached out to anybody in 4 months for no reason in particular other than I just haven't reached out to anybody. Do you think we should do more of the interviews?
I personally like doing the interviews, especially when we're bringing a unique perspective and somebody that has a different take on the industry that we particularly come from.
Okay.
You know, like, we're viewers to it, whereas you take somebody like a Weissman who was in the crap of it, and we get to really, like, delve into his experiences, where you take the Stu Stone interview, where you have somebody who was a brilliant actor and went into the documentary route, where you take the Rossi, you have a director and a producer who really talks about the nitty gritty about what it takes to get a movie made. Like, I love that. And if you guys, if you're into that, you need to let us know. If you don't like that, then you also need to let us know. I mean, maybe that's a poll topic that we do.
Okay. Now let's assume that everybody likes the interviews, because I think they do. What is one guest or one movie, and we just find somebody from the cast, that you would really like to have on the podcast?
Who, me?
Yeah.
If I can have any guest? Do I have my druthers here?
You can go as high as you want with this.
I'm going to say one of my favorite actors, who I know is very plugged into the Chicago theater community, and at the same time is an award-winning Hollywood just dynamo, Michael Shannon.
Okay. Ooh, that's a big get right there.
That's a big get.
That's a big get.
He plays big parts on the big screen, but he also plays a lot of small roles, and he appreciates the craft that he does. That I feel like maybe if we got into contact with him and we did something more of his art house fame, that we can get a little bit out of him.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. I like that. Challenge accepted. Suit up. Sorry. I've been watching that TV show again. Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good one. Now I want to go with something that I feel like is probably more in our wheelhouse right now. I feel like Michael Shannon, we'd probably have to come to them with some numbers that would blow their hair back a little bit as far as downloads. But I'm going to go with, I want to get one of the Sandlot cast members on here. I almost had one at one point. I want to rekindle that fire, see if I can get him back on. If not, I want to go after a different cast member, because they do have the show coming up. I think it's going to be very relevant in the next year or two, and I would love to just ask about some of the behind-the-scenes details from that movie.
So is that your official, like, go-to movie that you want to know more about?
I wouldn't say it's my go-to, but it's up there. It's up there. I would definitely like to hear more about that. I also, like, I'd love to get somebody on from, like, Lost Boys, one of those movies. Yeah, anything. And I guess they don't have to be 80s or 90s movies. They could be more current. But yeah, I mean, just it depends. I guess, you know, as you grow, you get more guests as you get bigger, because you can do something for them on the promotion side. So it really depends on that. But in the meantime, you know, if we have a good catalog of guests that have enjoyed themselves and would be happy to give us a positive review if somebody needed one, that goes a long way too. You know, somebody like a Stu Stone, who is well connected, has a lot of big friends. You know, he's Devin Sawa's godfather to his kids. So maybe we go after Devin Sawa. That'd be a pretty big get.
I would love that. That would be a fun interview. Stu, if you listen after our interview that we did with you, that we painted you illustriously.
We sure did.
Join us. You, Devin, come on the show.
That'd be cool. What do you think you'd want to talk to Devin Sawa about? Like, what's the one thing you'd go, I have to, I'm sorry. Tell me about this.
Where does he get his haircut?
Okay, that's it?
Done deal. Where does that haircut come from?
Okay.
Over the years, is it great clips? Is it something more fantastic, like a Fantastic Sam's? Mm-hmm. Does he have a go-to barber? Like, how does he get it so perfectly just trimmed and positioned? I want to know everything about Devin Sawa's haircut.
Okay.
And I don't even want to know what you want to know, because my want is more important than your want, Kyle. So don't even bother responding.
Okay. I'm not going to even argue that. You know, one name that just popped up into my head, and this would make my... We could stop the podcast if I got him. Daniel Stern.
What about Randy Quaid?
Randy Quaid's all right. He's kind of lost his marbles, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess that, that might make for an even better podcast. Hey. We just catch him while he's out to eat. He's totally Cousin Eddie. Yeah. Give me some of the yellow. Oh, jeez.
Your number get, 6 looks good.
When are we going to get into Vegas Vacation? We should have done that before you went to Vegas.
Yes, we should have. We should have, and we didn't.
Missed opportunity there. Very big miss.
We could have done the episode with me recording from Vegas on the Strip.
Ooh. We could have just recorded the conversation we had, because that was pretty interesting.
It was a good conversation.
Do we dive into that, or we leave that alone?
Let's leave it alone.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Let's talk about some of our most listened to episodes on here. Now, we're going to do like an official top 5 of what we consider are our favorite episodes to listen to. But why don't we go to YouTube here? Now, we've already talked about The Mask. For some reason, The Mask is just, it's what we're known for on the YouTube world. 25,000 views on one video. But we've got a couple other ones that have been pretty decent size here. Ace Ventura Pet Detective and Free Willy. Now, JD, I know you don't like Free Willy. What do you think about all the love that we have for that movie?
You know, audience, if you've not listened to the episode, you can hear all of my hatred in the full review. But I understand completely that some of you like it. And, you know, my hat off to you. That's cool. Stupid, but it's cool.
We've done a lot of really fun movies. Now, some of those movies only have 20 views on YouTube, and we loved them. Because we've gotten so much traction, can I talk you into Free Willy 2?
No.
Okay. So maybe I'm looking at a special guest for that episode. JD might have to sit one out if we have to come up with some material.
You bring a Charlie in for that episode.
Bring in a Charlie. Gosh, Charlie Conway, he'd be fun on the episode. Let's get a hold of Josh Jackson. Do you think he'd beat you up? He's kind of big in real life. He's like 6'2".
So am I.
I know. Well, you're like 6'1". I don't know if I'd give you 6'2".
Yeah, like I'll give you 6'3".
You're like 6'1¾".
So I have to wear the right shoes.
Yeah, I don't count the shoes, though.
I do.
Yeah, I know. I always did, too. I'm lying. What are some of the things that you remember, like, early on in the podcast? Like, what did you ever, like, get off the episode and go, God, this just isn't going to work. This is awful.
I remember our first episode.
Uh-huh.
When Jurassic Park, and we sat down, and we sort of lined out, we're going to talk about toys and promotions and commercials. And we had this big plan of all of this, like, interweaving material that and video games that apply to the show. And I really feel like we fell flat on the concrete and busted our buck teeth.
Okay. Yeah, it's not great. Our recording equipment, even worse. At that point, because we're like, dude, should we buy microphones? I was like, I don't know, man. You know, I think we should probably see if we like this thing before we put any money into it. So it was me calling you on your phone, putting it through my Beats speaker, and recording the speaker with my computer. So everything sounded a little bit like this. That's what you're attacking. So it's not great. The audio on that early episode that actually came out August 12th, 2017. That's when we put it up on YouTube. It's got 201 views, surprisingly 5 likes, no dislikes.
Hey, apparently we knew what we were doing.
Hour and 31 minutes. Yeah, and actually it was, I think it was about 2 hours. I think I trimmed some to put it on YouTube. Yeah, the Batman episode, that's the one I remember where I was like, dude, we got to find a way to like condense this idea that we have, because that episode was like 2.5 hours, and then I put it out with heavy editing and it was still like 2 hours and 10 minutes, and now I've chopped it all the way down to 1 hour and 13 minutes on YouTube.
Well, the problem was initially with our early episodes is one of us was very fact driven, the other was long winded.
Yeah.
Audience, I'll give you a guess to which of us was long winded. His name is me. I still am.
Yeah. You can get a little long winded at times, but I mean, typically you have a good point to everything. So
thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Wait,
that's the nicest thing I've ever said.
That might be. That's the new record holder.
Okay, so we're in some of the negative stuff there. What was the first episode where you went, boom, I think we got something?
Oh, geez. I think we hit a good stride with Major Pain.
Okay.
I loved that episode. I think we had a fantastic time recording it. The impressions that we did, like, there was a lot of fun and love and trivia involved in that. It's a shame that that's sort of like a lesser known movie, but there's been tons of episodes along the way where I just realized, like, I get off the call and I'm like, holy moly, like, that was a home run. Like, everything from Major Pain to Office Space, like, I'm just like,
yeah,
like, I sleep better after those episodes. I'm like, yeah, Office Space, that was a gem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we started to hit a stride with Heavyweights, and then for me, like, the episode where I was like, okay, like, we're pretty good at this, was Wayne's World. I remember going through Wayne's World, and like, we had so many good impressions in that one too. I do a pretty decent Garth at times when I'm, you know, don't tell him about my pube. I really love that movie too. So that was fun. I can't wait till we do Wayne's World 2. I can't believe we've waited like 3 years to revisit it. It's
been too long.
But then, yeah, it seemed like after that, it was like, all right, now we got Wayne's World. Then it was like Kindergarten Cop and Gremlins and then Scream. And then Super Mario Brothers was a huge episode for us because we actually got some traction through some different websites that liked our review. And I was like, man, this whole podcast thing's fun, dude. I might buy myself a microphone now.
And then you did.
And then I did, yeah. You actually got a microphone before I did.
Yeah, but you had a better setup before I did. I was just using, like, open mic from my computer.
Uh-huh.
It was tragic. Like, I really do, and we've talked about this before, about just re-recording so many early episodes just to enhance them for the audience's...
Yeah, let us know. Send us a tweet at Back in Time Pod. Should we go back and revisit Batman, Monster Squad, Heavyweights, and maybe redo some of those early episodes with more of our current format, which is kind of speeding through the episodes, keeping them around 1 hour, trying to do the impressions, but also putting in more clips. I really like the clips. When I listen back to the episodes, I know you don't at all. I really love having the clips in there because it kind of feels like you're actually watching the movie because we're breaking it down. And it's like, oh yeah, here's a clip from Stand By Me where they're getting ready for the train dodge. And then, you know, it's Vern and Teddy on the tracks. They're like, you're going to move your ass, man. Come on, man. We're going to die. Just it just brings in like a little bit of that intensity that we need at times. There's going to be some great clips next week when we do House of 1000 Corpses. I can promise you that.
No, you make a great point, and I love that too, to sort of bring in that engagement between what we're doing and giving the audience some sort of deliverable to enjoy matching between listening and watching the movie. And yeah, House of 1000 Corpses with our two guests. It's going to be a fantastic episode. Like, we'll wait. I don't want to say anything because it's going to be a controversial episode.
Okay. I wonder if we can get on the same page here with what we feel like was our worst episode that we've done. I have one in mind already because I remember getting done with it and just being like, dude, we can't do that again. We're not going to have any listeners. And I'm wondering if you remember that episode. But why don't we go for it? So in the count of three, let's say the worst episode we've done. Are you ready?
So it's 1, 2, 3, shout?
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, Super Basketball Commando. Watch Along. Okay, you went Suburban Commando. That might be the worst movie we've watched, but I think the worst episode we've watched was Basketball the Watch Along.
There was so many long, awkward silences in that. Sorry, audience, sorry.
Because it was a watch along, the worst part about it is, like, at one point you lose signal and I'm just hanging on the podcast by myself. I'm like, well, he walks in here. JD, what do you think of this scene here? He's kind of, you know, flipping his dong around here in the locker room. What do you think? And you were nowhere to be found. I was like, well, they're swinging dicks, folks. I don't know what else to say here. And then eventually you pop back on. I was like, oh dear God, never again. Yeah, that I don't think we'll do any more watch alongs. The only time I can ever imagine us doing a watch along is if we got to the point where we could go to a theater and literally watch it with people in a theater with us.
Well, that would be fun.
That would be fun. That's a pipe dream at this point, but that would be really fun. I'm curious what's on your playlist these days.
Like, you seriously want to know what I'm
yeah, what are you heavy, listening to?
I'm a heavy playlist person. I've got many, many different playlists for many, many different moods. I would say lately for me, I've been listening to a lot of Dashboard and the Luminaires' new album, which just dropped from when we're listening to this, maybe like 2 weeks ago. I think it's fantastic. But I've been in a very punky mood, very low beat, very Taking Back Sunday, very The Used.
Mm-hmm.
Just that kind of mood. So that's been my recent additions to my playlist.
I play like two or three Dashboard songs on acoustic. I do like their early stuff. Not that I dislike the older stuff, but I mean, I kind of tuned out right around when they started doing the soundtrack for Spider-Man.
That's fair.
Which I think was Dusk and Summer.
So what do you think about their MTV Unplugged album?
My favorite.
Oh, no way. For real?
I love anything live. Like live acoustic performance or like live small venue performance, like the MTV Nirvana episode. I absolutely love Dashboard Unplugged. I love
all that. They're coming to Chicago in February at the House of Blues, and I'm seriously debating going to that show. I don't know that it's an unplugged show, but I think it's going to be like a tapered back show.
Okay. I used to go to the House of Blues all the time. I watched a ton of bands at the House of Blues. I would love to go. I wouldn't be interested in being in like the crowded mosh pit area, but I'd definitely hang out at the bar.
Let's talk. Look, tickets are like $35.
That's affordable.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this on an episode where we talked about like our favorite like concerts we've been to. And I actually said that Dashboard was my favorite concert ever. I saw them in college in Evansville down at University of Southern Indiana. And they were freaking phenomenal live.
Yep.
And I could not believe how good they were live. I was like, okay, I just thought he wrote sappy love songs. I didn't think he could actually play all that well. And then I saw him live. I'm like, oh, he's a musician. Like, he knows what he's doing. And he's a great storyteller, too. Because he'll tell you, like, how he wrote the songs and how he came up with it and things like that, which I like.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, again, I'm the details guy. I like the little details, which is why I like podcasts. So yeah, man, this has been fun. We'll do this again a year from now. We'll celebrate 4 years, and we'll keep bringing you guys as good of content as we're capable of putting out. Let's see where we are in a year, but we want to thank you guys for tuning in to episode 120. We will be back in a couple days with another episode. We're going to break down our top 5 favorite episodes that we've done on the podcast. And then the week following, we've got Dave's Pop Culture Podcast coming on, and he's going to be helping us break down the iconic 2003 film House of a Thousand Corpses with his co-host, Jenny Dreadful, I believe is her tag on Twitter. So yeah, tune in for that episode. As always, tweet at us at Back in Time Pod. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts. But for now, we are out of time, and we'll be back in a few days with another episode. See ya.
Peace and fleece.
Like a fleece jacket?
Yeah, I don't know.